mobile.
For VWA, K4RHF. For VWA, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot, you there? I'll see you later, K4RHF.
That's 4 Mike.
There, KZ4M, K4RHF.
To you. I was looking and I couldn't say good morning and I couldn't say good afternoon, so good noon to you.
Yeah, that's it. You're about right on the target there. The Germans call it Mittag, which is midday, about this time of day. I don't know where I dug that up from. But yeah, I had somebody else called, Steve, K4BWA, called a second ago. And it took me about a minute to get to the radio, and then he's not there anymore. What's going on? And I was just sitting here listening to see whoever's out there right now. We had had some fun yesterday. We had, you know, we had those storms yesterday morning. Had that tornado come through Seneca, and we went and had a friend of mine got hit directly. We went over there to help them up, clean up, and fix up some stuff, got a generator going, and all that for them. So. My wife and I pretty much moved today. They're just sitting around the house. What y'all been doing out there?
To the grocery store this morning and doing some mourning from losses over the last year and being in a slump and decided I was going to get out and go right around. And phone rang due to a Facebook post that I made earlier, and I had to turn the radio off and take a phone call, and just now, I'm not far from Steve's house, riding through town, turned the radio back on and threw my call sign out, and there you are.
You know if he ever got that antenna put up? He was trying to put up about 130-foot antenna a while back.
Oh, he's putting one up on a 30-foot tower. It's probably maybe about 43 feet up.
That's, I think he was trying to do, maybe he was trying to do one, a long one or something, I don't know. I remember something about him and a 130-foot antenna from way back. I've been out of the loop pretty much for the last couple of months with all the stuff going on. My wife did the same thing she did this morning. She had to get out of the house. She went to the grocery store. I told her I hadn't had potato chips in like 3 or 4 weeks. I thought I was going to kill something today if I didn't get the potato chips. So she went and got milk and potato chips for me, which was kind of nice of her.
I was leaving a gap there. Hopefully somebody else could chime in, but I'm sure Steve, Steve's around. He'll be on the radio sooner or later. But like I said, I hadn't heard him this morning. I heard Tom, N0TR, and somebody else chatting in there this morning. Oh, it was Rusty. Oh, crap. Now I forgot Rusty's call sign. WU2T, I do believe. I got my phone call and had turned the radio off, but they're the only ones I've heard in here this morning.
Yeah, I think needed some help with an antenna too a while back, and I got a little slack. I told some people I was going to help with them, and never got to it. But if anybody needs help, I've got a 50-foot one of those push-up towers. About last fall over in Atlanta, the company that makes them, I can't think of the name of them right, it's not DX Engineering, but something like that, they're over on the other side of Atlanta, and I was over there, and I stopped by and said, well, I'm going to get me one of those towers because the shipping on it's ridiculous, and they had just changed the shipping rules, and now they have to make them like 45 feet because it's just too, it like quadrupled the amount that it would cost to ship it if they actually make them 8-foot pieces and 50 feet long, so they had to cut them down. I got the last 50-footer that they had there, and I used it one time at the scout camp out the Jamboree on the Air thing last year. But I've got that I can help, you know, because it's just a fiberglass pole reel. I can help like push antennas up in the trees and stuff. I just hadn't gotten around to it, and I was going to do one for myself, and I hadn't gotten around to it yet. So anyway, if anybody out there needs help, I can, well, up until the quarantine, I guess I could have helped. So. But anyway, back to you. And, I don't have any needs or anything here. K4RHF.
For RHF. KZ4M. Roger. I thought about sitting around and trying to get on HF some this morning, and it didn't take long to realize that I don't need to be sitting alone, at home alone with nothing to do, feeling like I do, so I decided to get out and put some miles on the car. Oh, it's money either way you look at it, so. But at least I'm out doing something. But yeah, whenever you get ready to do some antennas, definitely give me a yell. I'm always one that will volunteer for antenna parties. I enjoy putting other people's antennas up. I learn what not to do when it comes time to put mine up, you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm just out here cruising. Nothing big going on. Going to look at a couple of things to maybe spend some more money at, but I'll be on here for a while. I am over in Inman now, so I don't know exactly where you're located at. Name here is Tom Tinkerush for Mike, in case you missed it. I've just been bored crapless because our classes have been suspended, so we're not teaching classes, and we're not having Aries meetings, we're not having SCDXA meetings, we're not having testing. We're doing some of the stuff via Zoom, but I don't have broadband at the house, so that kind of leaves me out of that one. So, Jamie?
Heard a little bit. My friend over in Seneca we rolled into the yard. First of all, their next door neighbor and the house across the street from them were totaled. They were right in the path of that F3. It literally came through their backyard. But his phone line and cable line, the computer cable line and all that, it was all down with the power lines in the front yard, so he won't have broadband for a week. So I'm like, oh, that's going to hurt. But you're up there in Landrum, right?
But not really. My address is Landrum, but I can't call Landrum on the landline. It's long distance. I am actually real close to the intersection of Highway 11 and Highway 14 in Gallinsville. But, yeah, my address is Landrum.
To the wireman up there.
Far from him. I've been known to make pop-in announcements, or without announcements, I guess just a pop-in showing. But yeah, he's not far from me at all.
Okay, yeah, I went up there one time to get cable and stuff sometime last year or year before. You said something about teaching. Do you do the Morse code classes and all up there by chance?
Teach the Morse code. I have videoed it for our videos, I've attended three of them so far. Can't wait for another one to get out because I really want to get my Morse code up to date. But no, I'm part of the teaching team that does the technician general and extra classes.
Okay, I remember Robert WRRW was talking about the classes they were doing over there, I guess, in Greer. And I hadn't paid much attention to it. I've been wanting to get on the repeater over there and talk to some of those guys. Robert used to spend a lot of time on the Greenville repeater, and I hadn't heard him in a long time. But I hadn't kept up with all that. But I thought it might be kind of cool to see what classes they had and all that. I mean, I'm just not that familiar with it.
Our current classes, our videos are up online. If you go to Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, that's W4EEY, that's Gary Wise's website. The links to all of our stuff are there. We've got YouTube videos of all the classes for that we've done all the sessions and all the classes and the Morse code also. So if you need any assistance that way, or whenever this the bands are listed and we can actually start socializing in class more, we can start having physical classes again. You're more than welcome to come by. But yeah, we do our classes there at Victor Park Gym in Greer. And depending on which class you're taking, it's either going to be Tuesday or Wednesday nights, starting at 6:30.
It's from a couple of years ago, but there's a technician class there. Might get my little girl to watch that. My little girl's gotten interested in radio. So, you know, I was talking with Alex over at Clemson one day, and she came through, and she just was listening. I was talking to him on the radio. She says, "Wait a minute, where's he?" I said, "Alex, where are you right now?" He said, "I'm actually right in front of Tillman Hall and Green Tom over there." I said, "Well, he's right in front of the Green Tom statue in Clemson." She's like, "You could talk to Clemson from here?" Yeah, that just surprised the daylights out of her. She's actually been learning the Morse code a little bit along, and I told her she didn't need it for the, you know, to get on the air here, but she realized that she could talk to me directly, you know, through the repeater from Clemson to here, and so she can call me up anytime. She frequently calls me up for problems on physics stuff and stuff like that. She's in engineering over there the first year, and so that really got her attention. She's like, "Wow, I didn't know you could talk that far with a, you know, a little radio like that." So she's gotten interested now. And my sister got her license a couple of years ago, which is kind of cool. She's down in, she's out of Augusta, Georgia, but she just moved to Barnwell, South Carolina. And I'm going to try to figure out how to put up a couple of 2-meter beams and either be able to hit from here, or more likely probably from my farm down in Clinton, to see if I can talk to her directly on point on 2-meter. We'll see how that goes. I just hadn't had the energy to get it all going yet. K4RHF.
Yeah, you get two beams set up. Yeah, you should be able to hit 2 meters. I don't know exactly where your location is. I'm not at the PTH, so I can't bring it up on the computer. Down my, what do I call it? My significant other, the boss lady, has a down near Hickory Tavern in Lawrence, and she gets this repeater easily from her house, so should be a big deal at all. We've got some great terrain around here and great equipment to utilize.
Helps a little bit to have a repeater. It's 400 feet up on top of a tower, on top of the big, on one of the biggest mountains in South Carolina. That helps a lot. I hit the repeater one time and checked in on the net one night. I was about 10 miles below Clinton, down on 385, down close to Newberry down there. It was the exit between Clinton and Newberry. I was right at that exit, and I looked later, and it was 72 miles as the crow flies from there to the repeater, and I hit it with a 2-meter, with a 2-watt walkie-talkie running on 4 AA batteries and a car mag mount antenna from down there. So that, I thought that was pretty good.
Roger, that is pretty good. On my mobile, I can usually make it a little bit south of the 26-385 split there in Lawrence County, except for, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, I was really, really surprised. The propagation was right, and I was able to hold the conversation all the way, oh gosh, where was I? I was right at the Lake Murray exit, right above Columbia, and still holding a good conversation with just 2-meter mobile. AZ4M for ID.
Yeah, you must have a little more power than I had with my little walkie-talkie. But one of these days I'm going to get one of these things, and I've got an 80 Y Yaesu right here. I'm going to put that in my truck and maybe be able to do the same thing. You asked about my location. I'm in Taylor's. Do you know where the Denny's is on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's?
We've had meetings there with students before for tutoring sessions. I know exactly where that's at.
If it helps any, the Denny's is right next door to my church, Wade Hampton, Hampton Heights Baptist Church on Wade Hampton, and I will occasionally walk to church instead of driving because I live about 200 or 300 yards from there.
Roger, I used to know the area very, very well. That was one of my EMS call areas and also one of my fire call areas, so I know it fairly well anyway.
Actually on Windermere, if you go across, like you're going over towards the mall, you'll go almost right by my house. Anyway, the bad news about living here, and I've fought this over the years, is you can't get a good signal to the repeater if you're down at ground level in the car. If I walk out and sit here and sit in the car like you're doing, I wouldn't hardly be able to hit the repeater because I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain. Paris Mountain is directly between me and Susan's head. But I got a pole up 30 feet on the roof, and I've got a broadband, it's a disco antenna sitting on top of that, and I can hit the repeater real good with that. It's just minimal power on this radio. It's like 5 watts.
This little radio is 25 watts, which I don't have it turned up that high. I think I'm running 10 watts right now. I just now came into the city limits of Spartanburg, so I'm trying to find my way around down here, which is not something that I'm very good at.
Good signal there. There's a little bit of picket fencing. It sort of comes in and out, which tells me there's probably an airplane flying over here deflecting part of your signal. K4RHF.
For Mike. Yeah, roger, roger. This repeater actually does a really, really good job. Have you ever tried to hit the Mount Mitchell repeater from your house?
Oh, yeah. I can hit that easy, but I don't really like the CB crowd that you get there. I've run into some kind of, let's say people that probably shouldn't have a license if they do have one.
Well, I live in that conundrum zone. I can hit Caesar Pit from my house fairly easy, this repeater. I can't hit Mount Mitchell. Now, if I go 2 miles up the road, I can help hit Mount Mitchell easy, but I can no longer hit Caesar's Head. Humpback Mountain blocks the path back and forth to this repeater if I go more than about 2 miles north.
That's the joys and tribulations of having mountainous territory. Yeah, the Mount Mitchell repeater, I think you can hit that from Morristown, Tennessee. And my wife's niece is up there. I've been trying to get them interested in ham radio because I think we can talk to them directly on the Mount Mitchell repeater from there because they're not any farther from it than we are.
Yeah, I've talked to people quite a few times from Tennessee, up around Morristown and even up to Bristol. Well, my parents live up near Sparta, right on the Virginia-North Carolina border, north of Boone. And when I leave the house, I go ahead and change my radio off of this repeater onto the Mount Mitchell, and I can talk and hold a steady conversation from my house all the way to theirs on Mount Mitchell without dropping.
That's the highest mountain in the East Coast. On the East Coast, that's the highest thing east of the Mississippi.
I'm over here scouring around the back roads looking for a business I may have to just pull over and Google here in a minute. Don't know the name of the business, but do know there's a motorcycle shop over here somewhere that I'm looking for. And so far, it's been no joy. So I may have to stop here in a minute and pull up Google.
In front of my computer.
If I could tell you the name of the business, absolutely, but I have no clue what the name is. So I'm just going to pull over and Google power equipment or motorcycles or whatever and see if I can't have some kind of luck with it. But I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I just pulled up a Google Maps, and there are about 15 or 20 motorcycle places around Spartanburg. What part of town are you in? Are you on the east side or west side?
Side. I'm at the intersection of Howard Street and New Cut Road. I do know the business is on Howard, but I'm going to pull over here and see if I can't pull her up on Google. Matter of fact, I do see Spartanburg's Finest sitting over here. I may go over there and ask him.
All right, good luck with that. I'm going to hop off here. I got to make a phone call. Actually, I got a couple of phone calls I got to make. Check on some of my people that might or might not have gotten hit. They had another tornado yesterday morning go through Walterboro and wipe out the airport there. Excuse me. And my uncle lives downtown. I wanted to check up on him, so I'm going to give him a call. Take care. I hope you find your motorcycle stuff, and let me know if I can help. And I'll have the radio on here, but I'm just going to be sitting on the side. I think that's it. Nice to meet you, KZ. This is K4RHF, and we'll be out of here on your call there.
I'm out with Spartanburg County's finest Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. I'll be clear.